Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Soon African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. It's your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy, in the building. We have some very special guests tonight. Three authors from the best-selling book, Shit Happens, written by Nikki Wolf. Yes. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show. Your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Going to Sexy. It's our first show of the new year. We have some very special guests tonight, Michelle Dawson, Lori Evans, and Tracy Henderson-Smith. Now, I'm trying to make sure everybody is on the line. I don't want to have any of these ladies not on the line when I start the show. So, Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
That's right, Lori Evans in the building. Yeah, I hear you. I knew you was going to be on the line. All right, so and now we got Michelle Dawson. Are you on the line, Michelle?
I am here. Hi, everybody.
All right, we got Michelle. All right, and now we have,
last but not least, the lovely and talented Mrs. Tracy Henderson Smith. Are you on the line, Tracy?
I am. Hello, everyone.
We got everybody.
All right, enough with the hand claps.
Anyway, like I said before, it's DJ Gatsby. We got Michelle, Lori, and Tracy. They are all contributing writers and authors of the best-selling book, Shit Happens by Nikki Woods. It's our first show of the new year, so I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff to you three ladies tonight.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
All right, I kind of spoke to all three of you ladies before, I think I did, maybe through text or a phone call to kind of let you know how the show was going to go tonight. I'm going to take turns asking each one of you questions about who you are, where you're from, what do you do, and how you got involved with this project, as well as, you know, what can your fans and listeners look forward to in 2017. Now, we've got a lot of people on the line. I'm just going to give them a chance to give you guys a shout-out, so let me just plug them in. All right, if you're calling for the 301 area code, 627, I believe is your number. You got something to say to the ladies before we get started?
Oh,
maybe not.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, you're on the air. All right, well, not for her. I told you guys I don't want to have a lot of callers because they're going to interrupt with my interviews. If you're calling for the 301 area code, you're on the air. You have a question for these ladies?
That's you, Mom.
Yeah, that's your mom's, man. Tell her to get to the phone, bitch. Your mom's, she done called into the show. She got to get out of here and talk to somebody. All right. In the meantime, while he's trying to find his moms and get on the line, we're going to start off with you ladies getting introduced. Now, first, Michelle, can you tell us a little bit who you are and where you're from?
My name is Michelle Dawson. I'm actually from Chesapeake, Virginia, but I reside in the D.C. area. I am an auditor by day and a writer by night.
All right, Michelle, we're going to get back to you. Now, Tracy Henderson, what is it that you do? Tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
I am Tracy Henderson-Smith. I am from Jacksonville, Florida. I am a full-time writer and author. I just launched my publishing company, Live Empowered Publishing, and I help authors and experts create content and curriculum to reach their ideal audience.
Wow. Okay. All right. And Lori, tell us a bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes, I'm Lori Evans, and I'm originally from Norwalk, Connecticut. I am currently residing out in the Pacific Northwest, in Seattle, Washington. I have a nonprofit company called CPS Shades of Scleroderma, and I dedicate my life to the uplifting of humanity.
Wow, very interesting, ladies. Anyway, welcome all three of you ladies to the show, and thank you for taking the time out to tell us a bit about yourself and what you do. Now, we're all here to talk about the book, Shift Happens, that you guys are contributing authors to. It's author credits are given to Nikki Woods, but I understand there's 24 authors who contributed short stories to the book. Michelle, I'm going to start off with you. How did you become a part of this project? And, you know, do you have a previous history writing before you got involved with this Shift Happens book?
Absolutely. I am the founder of Michelle's Motivation LLC, and I also have a blog site, michellesmotivation.com. So one of the things I've always wanted to do is be an author, but how to get into that industry was a little challenging. I mean, you can write all day, but if you don't know how to get a book published, it can be a little challenging. So surprisingly, I ended up seeing an opportunity presented by Nikki Woods on social media, and the opportunity said, if you're interested in being an author, please listen to this telephone conference. So I did, and each participant was responsible for writing a transformational story about a shift that they've had in their life. So that's how I got involved with it, and my chapter in the book is called Purpose Fulfilled.
Okay, now Purpose Fulfilled. Tell us a little bit about your story, Purpose Fulfilled,
okay.
That and the Shift Happens book.
Well, in my chapter, I actually talk about getting to this place in life and having purpose in life, knowing that you have a purpose in life, but trying to figure out how do I get there, and realizing that it was the only thing that was hindering me from moving forward was me. And so once I started identifying things that I had to do and paying attention to things that were happening in my journey of life, I realized I had to make a shift in the way I was thinking. And so my shift was a change of thought process helped me to move forward in fulfilling my purpose and continuing to do that moving forward.
Wow, that's very impressive. I didn't get a chance to read the book. Very interested in reading it to kind of get an insight on what each of you ladies brought to the project. I see you all have different backgrounds with a very similar interest, which is writing. And that's very interesting to me. All right, now, Tracy, same question for you. Do you have a previous writing background, and how did you become a part of this Shift Happens project?
Yes, I have more than 20 years writing experience. I've written for a number of platforms. I did entertainment writing for a number of years. I also did some corporate writing. I've written for AT&T publications, for L Brands, and of course we know L Brands owns like the Limited Express, Gap, all of those.
Okay.
And I've done a lot of personal writing over the years. And I kind of had moved away from it and was concentrating on my corporate life and life as an entrepreneur. And this opportunity came to me right in the middle of my own personal shift. That shift was happening in my life already. It would have happened anyway had I not, even if I had not come in contact with this opportunity. There was just some changes that needed to be made, and I was desperate to get back to my first love, which was writing. I had been writing all of my life, and I really felt this pull, this draw to do what was in me to do and to produce what was in me to produce. And right in the middle of that, someone who had no idea that I was dealing with what has been labeled as inner turmoil, they had no idea that I was going through that, sent me a text and said, this opportunity is happening and you should take a look at it. You should look into it. And lo and behold, it was the co-author opportunity with Nikki Woods. And so I did just that. I took a chance and became a part of the project. And the story that I wrote, it's just so ironic how it all went together. The story that I wrote was about the transition that was happening in my life at the time. And I really went back to the very beginning of who I was in my younger years and what I was supposed to be doing and how I got caught up in doing everything else and living everybody else's life and doing what everyone else expected for me to do and had put myself on the back burner for so long. And so stepping into my authentic self, simultaneously having an opportunity to write about that, it all just went together. So the title of my chapter is Not on My Watch.
I didn't mean to cut you off. And I want you to tell us the whole story about the book, but it sounds very interesting. And, you know, your three stories are going to be definitely the ones that I read once I get a chance to look at the book. And we're going to get back to you to talk a little bit more about what it is that you do and your book. All right. Lori, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So don't get lazy. Don't fall asleep over there. I got to get everybody in this show and get everybody to talk. Anyway, Lori, I've spoken to you earlier about being on the show, and you were the one that encouraged me to get the other ladies on it. So thank you for that, you know, for being in contact with me to get, you know, you ladies from the Shift Happens project on the air. Now, tell us
a little
bit about who you are, what you've done as far as writing, and how you got involved with Nikki Woods and the Shift Happens project.
Yes, this is actually my first time writing and being published. The opportunity was introduced to me by one of my very good friends and Sora Shoropolo Williamson. She had participated in Nikki's second part of the Shift books. Hers was Shift On. And I was very excited to be asked. At first, I was a little apprehensive, but I did realize, you know, everyone has a story. And I wanted my story to be published because I wanted to tell the story about survival. My story is truly about surviving and overcoming obstacles that were placed in my way, physical obstacles and medical obstacles. And I thought this would be a great platform to get some information out there. I wanted to bring awareness specifically to the disease scleroderma, which is an autoimmune disease I suffer with. And I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful way to get some information out there. And thus far, it actually has been.
All right. Yeah, I saw that information on your Facebook page. I wasn't really sure about exactly what that was or how that played into doing with the book. So it's good to hear you actually talk about it and explain that. We're going to get back to you guys in just a minute to talk a little bit more about what you do and what you guys are planning to do in the future. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. We're here with authors Michelle Dawson, Lori Evans, and Tracy Henderson Smith, the three contributing authors to the best-selling book Shift Happens by Nikki Woods. Now, ladies, we have a lot of people that are online or they're trying to get in and speak to you guys, so I don't want anybody saying they called and couldn't get through. So if you're listening to me and you called into the show and you have a question and or comment for Michelle, Lori Evans, and Tracy Henderson, now's your time to make that comment. All right, so if you're calling in from the 919 area code, I think your number starts at 786, do you have a question or comment for one of these ladies about her book? If you're calling in from the 919 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Darla, and I'm calling in reference to Lori Evans. Yes, I just wanted to comment how I am truly, truly proud of her on her journey of taking this walk and writing about the issues that she has gone through and the obstacles that have really brought her to this point in her life. I've seen her personally myself overcome it, and she is truly a warrior for that disease, that awful, awful disease called scleroderma. And as African-Americans, none of us probably have any clue as to what it is, because we always hear about cancer, we hear about lupus, we hear about MS, ALS, but never scleroderma. So when it took upon her, that was truly something that we all had to work and fight for. So Lori, again, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad that you've taken the step to actually bring an awareness to the public and to everyone and to all the ladies, because you know what? I read each and every one of their journeys, and I think it's just totally awesome. And I wanted to just thank everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori, did you have a comment for her, or what? I didn't hear what you said.
I was saying thank you so much for her comments, And yeah, she's right. It's just a journey of mine that I've had to live, a very difficult journey. And I know there are so many people out there that suffer with autoimmune diseases. And as she mentioned, the most common and popular is lupus. You hear a lot about lupus. You have Toni Braxton that suffers with lupus. Seal, the amazing singer, has lupus. Lady Gaga, Nick Cannon, just to name a few. And actually, Rita Owens, Queen Latifah's mother, she suffers with scleroderma. So I knew it was important to just get the word out there and bring people an awareness to these diseases, specifically scleroderma.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that. We got another caller on the line. She's calling from the 301 area code. Your number is 412. I think your son was trying to get you to the phone a minute ago. Are you there, miss? Well, I guess her son is still looking for her, trying to get her on the phone. Anyway, we have somebody else that's calling from the 301 area code, 301-627. 301-627 is your number. Are you calling in to speak to one of the authors here? Well, I guess, again, I can't get everybody on because I have more questions for you guys. So once again, CJ Gaffney, we're still here with these ladies. I'm just going to go back through everybody again. Now, Tracy, you're doing a lot in your personal life with your business and, you know, your projects. What has your experience been like from readers for your involvement with this Shift Happens project? You know, what are the readers, what are your friends and family and those who, you know, who follow you, what have been saying about your affiliation with this project?
Well, naturally, you know, you have a support system and people who are happy for you, people who are proud of you. I think the thing that I've marveled at the most is how I just went into a place and I told my story. I told my truth as it pertained to who I was, what I thought, what I felt, the life that I had lived, and what I wanted people to know. And for the very first time in my life, I had not considered anyone else but myself because I had lived a life of always being there for others, doing for others. And so this was the first thing that was solely for me, solely about me.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to affect people. And the outpouring of testimonies have been overwhelming, of how people's lives have been changed, how they have been blessed, how I spoke directly to where they are, how they have discovered that it is okay to take themselves off the back burner. And then there were family members that I didn't know how they were going to take what I had to say, and they've been extremely supportive. They said that it brought clarity to a lot of things for them, and that really surprised me.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, and Lori, same question for you. Family, friends, people who follow you, and readers, you know, what has their reaction been to your story in this Shift Happens book?
The reaction has been so amazing, Jeff. I knew that it would touch people and it would bring an awareness, particularly to the African-American community. But when I started out, I really had no idea just how powerful it would be. There are so many people that are affected with autoimmune diseases. You have to realize that over 50 million people suffer with these diseases. That is 20% of our population, which is one in five people. And many of these people haven't even been diagnosed. There are different 80 types of autoimmune diseases, and it's very difficult to diagnose. So I have had contact with people or who have contacted me and said they really never considered that their issue or problem could be an autoimmune disease, and they have brought that up to their doctors. So that brings and pleases me more than you could ever imagine. It almost makes my suffering that I've gone through with the illness completely and totally worth it.
Okay. All right, I want to talk to you more about that maybe after the show, and we're offline. Michelle, I didn't forget about you over there.
No, that's okay.
Again, tell us the title of your story and how what has been the reaction for fans and readers for your story that you contributed to the Shift Happens book.
My chapter and shift happens is titled Purpose Fulfilled, and the reaction I've gotten has been great. You know, I realize that I have a really great following, whether it be family or friends, but I didn't realize the support that I would get, and it really has been phenomenal. With the books that we've had to sell, my first shipment of books I sold without even having a book sign, and I was like, wow, you guys are so great at being supportive to me. So it's really been great. I continue to get people to reach out to me to do Blog Talk Radio interviews, and people are still asking me, hey, when is the actual book signing going to come out? I still want my book. So it's been great, and I've been working on my own book as well, so I'm trying to make sure that comes out in 2017.
Okay, and I'm going to get back to you to talk about what your future projects are. I know you guys all have a lot going on, probably have big, big plans for 2017. We're going to get on that. Again, it's WBMG Radio, DJ Gatsby. This is our first show of the year. And, you know, I want to thank the ladies for coming on. Really appreciate you guys coming on and helping me and for everybody that's listening. Once again, if you are listening and I see you have tons of, like 15 or 20 people off and on the lines, if you're listening, hold on. I'm going to give you a chance to call in or get a chance to speak to the authors, but you need to kind of take advantage of the opportunity. I click on your name. You know, as I told you, I think I told you, Lori, before, I don't really do too many people calling in because I don't want to get away from, you know, the purpose of the interview, which is to get as much information as I can about who you are, where you're from, what you do, and how people can contact you to buy your books and or see you do book signings. So I'm going to start again, get back to you, Tracy. You know, what can, you know, your followers and or readers look forward to from you in 2017?
I'm so excited. I actually have three anthologies that will be published for 2017, and these are projects that are similar to the style and makeup of Shift. Two of them are leadership anthologies, and then the other is an opportunity for people to tell their stories. And those will be produced and published by Live in Power Publishing, which is my publishing company. In addition to that, I'm part of another book that will be coming out, Driven Success, which is a leadership in success anthology produced by Abrielle Frank Hunt, which is one of the leading coaches in the country. So I'm really excited about being a part of that project. And the client list, of course, you want to make sure that you're building that and getting that list as long as you can get it. There are several people that are interested in publishing books that we'll be publishing through our publishing company. So I'm just really excited about 2017.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get back to you before we go. And you got a few more minutes for the show. I just want to make sure I get to that. You can tell people how to follow you, how to get those books, and keep in contact with you throughout the year. And Michelle, same question for you. 2017 is here. I'm sure you're busy. You got a lot of things going on. You know, what can your fans and readers and follow supporters look forward to from you during the new year?
Definitely more blog posting to be coming out, and definitely I am writing for my next book as well. The focus of that book is the seven truths that I've learned in life. And so I'm just kind of anxious to share things that I've learned in life that I feel like everybody else can appreciate and relate to.
You said seven truths? That's all you got? No, I'm not kidding.
Yes.
seven
most
truths.
Important truths. How about that?
All right. The most important truths. It's a great title. I like that. Lori, for you, busy over there. I know you're going to be working with this organization and supporting this illness, but other than that, you know, what can your readers and followers and supporters look forward to you doing in 2017?
I am also going to be contributing a co-author in another anthology. It's called Soul Talk, and it's being produced by the amazing 4-time best-selling author, Cheryl Pollote Williamson. I'm also working on getting my notes and everything together to have my own book release that is going to build on my story that I shared in Shift Happens. which, by the way, Detour still gets you there, page 67, guys.
Okay.
And the story that I'm going to share in Soul Talk, and actually Soul Talk is going to pick up from the ending of my story and Shift Happens. So you will definitely want to get Shift Happens and then get Soul Talk to see what happens.
Okay. Listen, you guys are going to be busy. I'm definitely going to follow all three of you to see what you do. And again, I admire your work. I didn't get a chance to read the stories, but once after talking to you ladies, I see that you're all very busy and passionate about what you do. You're not just writers. You're not just authors. You have other things that you're very interested in, and you're very helpful and educational, and you're sharing a lot of information. Now, one thing you guys ladies probably didn't know is that I know you guys are all AKAs, right?
Yes.
Wait a minute. One more time. Are you AKAs or not?
Absolutely. Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Lori told me that. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. All right. Okay, AKAs. I don't know how that fits into the interview. But I know about the sorority. It's a very proud and honored sorority, and the members do a lot in the community and have a long-standing a history of commitment and community. And I just want to give you guys an opportunity to say something about the AKAs, you know, before we go. And Michelle, you can, you know, share your insight on that and why
sure,
you're proud
absolutely.
To be a part of that community.
Absolutely. I'm the charter member of Sci-Fi Omega chapter in Baltimore. And
okay.
Why I'm proud to be an AKA is because of the sisterhood that it provides as far as relationships that I've developed and the opportunities that we have to give back to the community. Our focal area for the chapter that I'm in is East Baltimore, and because we're in East Baltimore, there's a lot of need there. So I enjoy being a part of that particular chapter.
All right, and the same thing for you, Tracy. Tell us a bit about your chapter and, you know, you know, how proud you are to be AKA?
The pride. I'm so very proud of my I am actually legacy. My mother was an AKA, and so there was really no other way for me. I remember being a little girl watching her on the college campus the night that she came out, and all of those gorgeous, gorgeous ladies, so classy and so elegant, I knew at a very tender age that this was the only way for me. So to be able to pledge this prestigious sorority, you know, I pledged at Shaw University, Beta Rho, and it was just a tremendous, tremendous experience. And then after me came my sister, and then just recently my niece, crossover and who is an AKA, and we share the same line number. So it's a very, very special sisterhood, very special bond to me.
Okay. And Lori,
yeah.
You know, you've been waving the AKA flag since I met you. I got talking to you about the show, and you've been AKA sororities from the beginning to the end. You actually thought this whole interview was going to be about AKAs. And I had to tell you, slow down, pump the brakes. We're going to be talking about books. You will have your chance. So now tell us a bit about your experience when, you know, when and where you pledged in and why you're so proud to be a part of this sorority.
And, Jeff, of course, I had to let you know that we were all AKAs so that you would know how phenomenal this show was going to be. Of course. Actually, Tracy and I, we went to the same university, Shaw University. We pledged on the same chapter, Beta Rho. Yes. We did not pledge on the same line. Tracy is actually my big sister. And I, like Tracy, knew that I was going to always be an AKA. I had several women that went to my church that were AKAs, and just the way they exemplified excellence and style and class and just leadership was something that I knew I wanted to be connected with. And the sisterhood is undeniably an awesome, amazing group of women across the world.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, big shout out to AKA. anyway, ladies, we're practically out of time. It's only a 30-minute show. I would love to have you all come back individually later this year and talk about these projects and other projects that you may have. Just real quickly, if you want to say a big shout-out to somebody, a few words before we go, and I'll start with you, Michelle. How can people follow you on social media and, you know,
absolutely,
things like that?
Absolutely. You can follow me on social media. You can follow my blog at michellesmotivation.com. I'm also on Instagram. It's Miss M. Dawson, and you can find me there. Or you can email me at michellesmotivation@gmail.com.
All right. And Tracy, the same thing for you. Where can your friends follow you on social media and keep up with you?
Yes, you can. If you're interested in publishing, please visit me at liveempoweredpub.com. That's liveempoweredpub.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Tracy Henderson Smith, and Tracy is spelled with an I. You can also join Women's Empowerment Movement, Live Empowered Now, on Facebook, which is a phenomenal group that is dedicated to pushing visions forward. Lives are being changed and visions are being realized. So you can, you know, like I said, follow me at either of those places. I'm also on Instagram and on Twitter. Twitter, I'm THS_writingwell.
Okay. All right. And Lori, for you, how can your friends and family follow you on social media?
Yes, you can reach me on Facebook, and that's Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, my mom says the correct way, Evans, E-V-A-N-S. You can also email me at chosenscleroderma. It's a hard word to say and even harder to spell, so I'm going to spell that for you. It's all one word, chosenscleroderma, S-C-L-E-R-O-D-E-R-M-A, warrior@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a donation to the Scleroderma National Foundation, you can do that at www.scleroderma.org. And you can reach me on Twitter at L Evans, E-V-A-N-S, at Sepia Shades. I'd like to thank the Nikki Woods and her entire Nikki Woods media team, Cheryl Williamson, Polo Williamson. And, of course, a shout-out to some of my autoimmune fighters. My mother-in-law, she's fighting Sjogren's. My cousin Thelma has scleroderma. And my late cousin Katrina Lewis was a teenager, and she passed away from lupus.
Wow. Once again, ladies, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules to come on WBMG Radio with your boy DJ Gatsby. Don't forget that AKA Mr. Grown and Sexy. I got to put that in there just for those that want to hear it. You know, I got to say that. But big shout out to the AKAs. You ladies are doing a wonderful job. Make sure you go out and get that best-selling book, Shift Happens, by Nikki Woods. Make sure you check out the stories by Michelle Dawson, Lori Evans, and Tracy Henderson Smith. Ladies, Happy New Year.
Happy
New
Year.
Happy
New Year.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
I want to thank you for having us, but I also want to let them know where they can get the book from. You can go to www.shifthappensthebook.com/ Lori A. Evans, or you can do the same address with the / Michelle Dawson or / Tracy Henderson. Is yours Henderson Smith or just Henderson?
It is, and it's Tracy-Henderson-Smith.
Okay.
Give that website again, and then just put in your name, the author's name.
Right, correct. www.shifthappensthebook.com/, and then the author's name.
Okay. Well, so they can always follow me on DJ Gatsby. I'm going to be sharing the link after this on my podcast as well as on my Facebook page and my DJ Gatsby Book Club fan page and group page as well as my WordPress page. Ladies, I'm running out of time. Thank you so much for coming on. Don't forget to check out that
Thank
book.
You.
Visit these ladies on Facebook. It's been a blast having you on here. I really appreciate it. And thanks again for actually being my first guest of 2017. You ladies started off my show with a bang. I have a really good feeling about 2017, and I wish all you ladies the best of luck and success in your personal lives as well as your business endeavors.
Thank you.
All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to DJ Gaffey, WBMG Radio, Michelle Dawson, Lori Evans, and Tracy Henderson Smith. God bless. Have a great evening, ladies. And don't forget, the live broadcast will be available for upload at www.blogtalkradio.com/spotlight right after this show. All right, with that, thanks for calling. Thanks for being part of the show. I love you guys.
Keep up! Players only!
Come on! Put your pinky, bring the sugar!
Move!